The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello, welcome along to The Punt. We're going to look ahead to another big week of European football. It's the final matches in the group stages of the Champions League. And my name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio is the guy who's always in here on The Punt, Lee Phelps.
Hi. Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah?
I've had a lovely day. Just looking at the backs of other cars.
Yeah.
It's good fun. I like it. Yeah, I've been to see Robbie and ended up in, stuck in traffic for about 2.5 hours, which was fun. But I'm here now and I'm ready to talk Champions League.
Good. If that doesn't tee you up for Champions League, I don't know what does.
Can I just say one thing? It's been a bit of a common theme for the midweek podcast between you and I, and that's top scorer. Mm. At the moment, Hills have taken the market down, but Aguero was odds on before the weekend. You put up Alexis Sanchez about, a month ago?
Yeah.
12-1. That looks a decent bet now.
It does, doesn't it?
With Costa's dodgy hamstrings, Aguero out for we don't know how long yet, do we? Looking nice. Sorry to give you a little kind of imaginary pat on the back.
Yeah. You owe me a clap on the back, I think you said, from the other week when I said that Chelsea were my absolute best bet.
Well, we've got the William Hill Christmas party on Thursday, so I'll give you the clap then. That's all right?
Yeah, okay. I look forward. No, I won't. No, I won't at all. Champions League, Lee.
Yes.
Week, a very important week.
Very important.
Yeah. Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Should we get straight stuck
in? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. We'll start with the match at Anfield. Liverpool take on Basel. Liverpool 3-4. The draw 12-5. Basel 4-1. And it's do or die time. Liverpool need to win this to progress.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. Must win. Well, who knows? I mean, they haven't had one of those Anfield nights yet, have they? We kind of, every time we preview them, we say, oh yeah, one of them big nights at Anfield. We haven't really seen one, so this is a last chance saloon for them, of course. Unbeaten in four now, but still not particularly convincing. The home performances so far, beat Ludogorets 2-1, but it was a hard fought thing. It was a last minute thing as well. Lost 3-0 to Real Madrid, of course. I've been looking at Basel, who are 2 points ahead of Liverpool, and that's why this is must win. They have to overtake them. Top of the Swiss League by 8 points. One defeat in eight. That was the 1-0 home defeat to Real Madrid. Their away form is the problem. They lost 5-1 at Real Madrid and lost 1-0 at Ludogorets. They're just not great. Not great on the road. That kind of worries me. I wonder if they'll be more concerned with taking the draw, because obviously if they draw, they go through.
Mm. Just on a side note.
Yeah, go on.
How big is this for Ludogorets? They're going to the Bernabeu.
Massive.
It's huge for them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely massive. I mean, if the way this works, if you're not sure of the permutations and what happens, basically, if two teams are tied on the same points, it goes to their match results. So let's say, for argument's sake, Ludogorets and Basel were tied on 7 points. Let's say Basel drew with Liverpool, Ludogorets beat Real Madrid. I can't even say that and keep a straight face. It would go down to the head-to-head between Basel and Ludogorets. Now, Ludogorets won, they beat Basel 1-0 at home, but Basel won 4-0 at home, so Basel would go through anyway. Yeah. That's how it's worked out. So, I mean, even if they win, it's unlikely, because if Liverpool win, Liverpool's head-to-head is better. Ludogorets drew 2-2 at home, Liverpool won 2-1, of course, at home. So Ludogorets can't possibly go through. But they can get Europa League football, Mark, which, you know, it's a massive thing for them to get into the Champions League. So to be in the Europa League would be fantastic for Ludogorets. So, you know, it's not like they're not playing for anything here. But back to the game that we're concentrating on. I just find it hard to back Liverpool at odds on against anyone in the world. Even if me and you took put a team together, I reckon we could give them a game at the minute. That's obviously a lie. But
do you think you've been a bit harsh? They have changed philosophy almost in the last few weeks. They've become a lot. I think Brendan Rodgers has decided, let's just be solid and be hard to beat. And it is working. They've only conceded once in the last three games.
Yep.
They've kept two clean sheets, which is remarkable for them considering how easily they shipped goals earlier on in the year. So do you think they'll just go to Anfield and just try and play it tight and try and nick a goal and nick a win?
Definitely. I think Basel will do the same. I think they'll be happy going there and trying to shut up shop. I think Liverpool, obviously, you know, like you say, they have changed slightly. They're not finding it easy to score goals. I think under 2.5 goals at 21-20 is worth looking at.
Yep.
Odds against for less than three goals in the match when, you know, like I say, both teams aren't exactly pulling up trees at the minute. You know, Basel couldn't score at Ludogorets. I think without getting into the results, I think that's a decent shout. As for the result, I mean, I think if Liverpool do have one of those nights where the fans really get behind them, I think they're worth looking at. But 4-5 is just...
Liverpool winning under 2.5 goals, or that's 3-1. I could see that happening.
Yeah, 1-0 or 2-0. Yeah. Nervy, but getting a goal at some point, then shutting up shop. Yeah, that's the bet that I would go for in the end if forced to pick an outright. But I'm just happy to play the under 2.5 odds against.
Okay. Anything else to add there?
No, not really. I'm not confident that they go through, to be honest with you. So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you've got Basel on the draw for them to qualify, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, I think I'd probably take that. To be fair, I think Basel might go through at the expense of Liverpool. They just haven't been good enough for me. Liverpool throughout. I don't think there hasn't been one game where I thought, yeah, I mean, all right, maybe Real Madrid away, but yeah, Basel to qualify is 5-4. So the draw and Basel at 5-4. Yeah, this is a decent side. I'm sure they can go away and shut up shop against Liverpool and try and come away with a draw at least.
Okay, bad news for Liverpool then.
If
you're right, yeah.
Luckily for them, I'm not always right.
Let's move on to Galatasaray against Arsenal then. Galatasaray 11-5, the draw 11-5 as well. And Arsenal are 13-10. Arsenal already through in Group D, but they can top the group if they win this and Borussia Dortmund don't get a result. Galatasaray yet to win a game in this year's Champions League as well. Is it set up for Arsenal to go and have a go at them here and try and top the group?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I suppose if you were the manager of Arsenal and you didn't want to risk any more players, would you really go for it? And the chances are that Borussia Dortmund are going to beat Anderlecht, or at least get, you know, I suppose if they got a draw, Borussia Dortmund can draw or win and go through, because if they drew, the results are identical for Borussia Dortmund and Arsenal. They both beat each other 2-0 at home. So then it goes to goal difference. Mm. And they've got a much better goal difference. Unless Arsenal beat Galatasaray by some ridiculous scoreline.
Six goals, isn't it?
They've got +4. Borussia Dortmund +10, having scored 13 and conceded 3. So I think on the balance of probabilities, I wouldn't be going hell for leather in Galatasaray if I was at Arsenal. I'd be concentrating on, you know, the next, you know, getting through the game, next Premier League match, which is the game against Newcastle at home. Then they've got Liverpool, QPR, West Ham. Busy period for Arsenal, and obviously they're coming off the back of that loss to Stoke. So I think this is where Galatasaray will really go for it. You know, they can't do anything, by the way. They've got a point. Can't qualify for the Europa League. It's over, basically, for them. All they can do is go out with some pride. I'm not sure they can win it, but my bet centres around Mr. Burak Yilmaz. Love this guy. Every time he plays an English club, I put him up, and he scores quite a lot of goals as well. 17-10 to score here. He's been in great form domestically as well. You know, I just think he's a great player, and he's a player who seems to get overlooked. He finds great positions in the box. Always seems to be on the end of things. I'm not gonna even get involved in the outrights, just because I'm not sure what Arsenal's motivation will be.
Team news are going to be important here, isn't it?
Galatasaray, obviously, you know, good, you know, strong home crowd, blah, blah, blah. But for me, I'm just going to go for Yilmaz. He always seems to do me a favour. 7 goals in 12 domestic games in the Super League in Turkey. He's got 3 in the last 2 matches. He's got 5 in the last 5. So 2 of those were for Turkey against Kazakhstan in the qualified European Championship qualifiers. But yeah, Burak Yilmaz at 17-10, my main bet.
Okay, he is also subject of the headline offer. Anybody who wants to back him and Galatasaray to win, you can do so at 6-1. Mm. I personally would want a bit more of a boost than that.
Yeah.
Danny Welbeck, the flip side, him to score and Arsenal to win 7-2. But whether he plays or not, we don't know yet.
So. Exactly.
Okay. But moving on to Wednesday evening, we have Chelsea, who are another side that are already gone through. They take on Sporting Lisbon. It's 3-4 for Chelsea. The draw 12-5, Sporting Lisbon are 4-1. Chelsea currently sitting top of Group G. They're on 11 points. They can't be caught at the top of the group.
No.
So do you think we'll see a weakened Chelsea team and the result doesn't matter really to them?
No, it doesn't matter at all, does it? And you know,
it does matter to Sporting then.
Oh, massively. I mean, this is where I think the game is interesting, because, you know, Sporting and Schalke can both go through from this group. The way it stands is Sporting have got 7 points, Schalke have got 5. Now, if Schalke were to win and Sporting were to draw, of course, which, you know, going to Chelsea and winning is, seems a big shout for Sporting, seeing as their away form is pretty poor in European football. So let's say they finish on the same point. Sporting go through 7-6 on aggregate. Schalke beat Sporting 4-3 at home. Sporting beat Schalke 4-2 at home. Yeah. So amazing. 7-6 they would win effectively on that head-to-head. Can Schalke go to Chelsea and get a draw? I mean, their away form, they lost 4-3 at Schalke. They drew at Maribor. Last time in the Champions League, they drew at Fiorentina. They drew at Twente. They got beat 7-1 by Bayern Munich. They're not a very good away team. It all depends on what Chelsea want to do, basically. Chelsea aren't the sort of team who just chuck it away, are they? I mean, you know, you can usually rely on them to get the job done. And I think the fact that they came a cropper at the weekend will give them a bit more impetus to want to go and win this game, I think. You know, I'm not massively confident, but I think, you know, I expected Chelsea to be much shorter than 3-4, to be honest with you. If Chelsea take the lead and get an early goal, if they're a bit more at it, then Sporting have to come out and go for it. So I think I'm going to have a little risk here. I'm going to go, my first thoughts were that it'll be low goals, but I think it might be higher than that. I think if you give some of the players a chance in the team, I think they'll want to shine. I think overall, you know, all the words coming out of Chelsea after the weekend's result are that we want to get back on it, we want to start another run, blah, blah, blah. So I think Chelsea to win in over 2.5 goals is my bet. I mean, the 4-5, it looks like, it's not a bad bet, Mark, that, is it? Against a poor away team, admittedly, who've got more to play for. But Chelsea winning over 2.5 goals at 8-5, I'll take that. And depending on team news, if Drogba's playing, I wouldn't mind backing him to score a goal in the match. Yep. Maybe some of the kind of lesser lights in there. I mean, Willian played really well at the weekend, you know. 13-5 to score a goal. It's not bad either.
Loic Remy as well, he's got a good number of goals to say he doesn't start games. If they give him a chance to start, 6-5, I don't think it's a bad price about him.
No, not at all.
But again, it's his team news, isn't it? You need to work.
Scored 11 goals in the last two games, Chelsea, in Champions League. 6-0 against Maribor and 5-0 against Schalke. So, you know, they've obviously got a nice taste for this. Hmm. Not going to be at it, but I think they'll be... Mourinho will have got into them a little bit, I think, after this game.
One more player just to mention in this game. Nanny, remember Nanny?
Yes, of course, yeah.
He's turned his form around quite markedly, hasn't he? Since going to Sporting Lisbon. He's 100-30 to score any time. He scored quite a nice individual goal the other day.
Yeah, in the Champions League. Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? He kind of jinked around loads of players, didn't he? And finally fired it in. Yeah, and he scored against the goal against Maribor. It's funny because every time he scores, all the media and the Twitter goes mad. Nanny scored, but he didn't score that many goals, actually. Mm. It just seems like he does because it always gets a good mention. But he hasn't been scoring that many. He does seem to reserve his best scoring form for the Champions League, though, so... You know, I don't fancy it, but I understand why plenty will.
Yeah, I was just making the point.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Montero, 11-5. If you're looking for a Sporting scorer, he's the man, though. I mean, he has been in good nick recently. But I'm not even sure they'll score.
Fair enough. So Chelsea to...
Win and over 2.5.
Yeah. All right. Final match we're going to look at in the Champions League is Roma against Man City. Roma 7-5. The draw 23-10. And Man City 19-10. Big result for Man City in the Champions League last time. They beat Bayern Munich and kept themselves really in this. Both Roma and Man City both on 5 points. It's pretty much winner goes to... Well, I say that. CSKA Moscow, if they get a result against Bayern Munich.
Do you want to tell you?
Go on then.
This is it. This is every permutation, I think, there is. City will qualify if they beat Roma and CSKA don't beat Bayern Munich. City will qualify with a score draw if CSKA lose to Bayern Munich. Roma qualify with a win, full stop. Roma qualify with a draw if CSKA versus Bayern Munich is a draw. Roma qualify with a 0-0 draw as long as Bayern Munich beat CSKA. And CSKA qualify if they win and Roma don't beat Manchester City. That's it. That's how it looks. The most simple thing to say here, Mark, is that Man City must go there and win the game. Pellegrini, crap at maths. Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing, does he? Yeah. He's like, just go and win it. Don't be leaving Pellegrini with a sum to do with 20 minutes to go. Just go and win the game. Before Aguero went off, I was looking at this fixture and I was quite confident about Man City because Roma have been lauded as the best defence in Europe. The last two home games, they've conceded 2 to Inter and 2 to Sassuolo. Now, you know, the defence is creaking. I'm thinking, oh, wow, with Aguero in that team, he's going to be flying hat-trick against Bayern Munich. And then, you know, it all changes again. all this chat about them being a one-man team, I've not bought into at all. Now, if I'm going to back that up, that means I still have to go for Man City.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to trust the fact that, you know, Jovetic or Dzeko is going to come into this team and play really well. Whenever Dzeko's called upon, he does do the job. And he's a good, strong, direct kind of forward. I'm just not that confident, though. I think, what would you do if you were Roma? Would you go for the 0-0? Thinking that our defence is too risky.
It's too risky to try and play for a 0-0. I think they've just got to go and they will be solid because they are, and then just try and play the normal game. They're going to get an onslaught from Man City, aren't they? I could see Roma maybe just playing counter-attack football.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So they sit back and give the ball away to Man City. That way, I think there'll be goals, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if one of the two teams scores early, and there have been goals in these two teams' games, you know, Roma got beat 7-1 by Bayern Munich. Let's not forget that. You know, all this defence, you know, they conceded early and then they just got absolutely pummeled. You know, Man City, of course, there have been goals in all their games so far. Both teams' scores landed. So I think there will be goals in this. I don't know what will happen. I think it's a very hard game to call, depending on when the first goals go in. But I do think it's going to be very entertaining. It would be just like City to go and win this and do it the hard way and knock Roma out, you know, with a last gasp kind of win. You know, looking at the goals, the over 2.5, 7 to 10, so that the traders also think that it'll be an open game. Over 3.5 is 2 to 1. Probably not big enough for me, to be fair. But I'm going to trust, and maybe it's against my better judgment, but, you know, we went for them against Bayern Munich and they did it in the end. I think we had Aguero to score and City to win about 4-1. I'm going to go for the headline offer again. I'm trusting Dzeko to come in, you know, grab his chance to score and City to win at 4-1.
I think City win this. The recent form, they've won the last five.
Flying, aren't
they? Started to turn the corner a little bit. They're now only 3 points behind Chelsea, which is, you know, massive considering a few weeks ago everyone would consider Chelsea not losing a game and City getting nowhere near. Suddenly the Premier League title race is back open. They're in good form. The only negative is that Aguero's out.
Yeah.
And if that hadn't happened, I'd have said Man City win this, you know, I'd have been very confident.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I was talking to him over dinner last Monday as we record this,
clang!
You know, he was saying that that they were obviously well up for it, but that was before the injury. I mean, they had two shots on target against Everton in that 1-0 win. 9 shots, you know, off target. You'd think if he was in the team, there'd be more than that. But, I mean, they brought Podzo on, didn't they? And he looked all right, but I'd want Dzeko leading the line here. You know, and very positive. You know, Torre is another one. I mean, you know, he's been coming back to form. You know, obviously a very good player. You know, could Lampard, you know, roll back the years and get a goal?
Lampard's played well in the last few weeks.
Very well. But yeah, I'll go for the headline offer. Dzeko will come in, do the job, and City will somehow get through.
Okay, so of the English sides then, Arsenal we know are through and Chelsea we know are through. Did you say you don't think Arsenal will top the group? You think Liverpool are going out and City will get through?
Yep. I'll tell you that. I'm not that confident. You know, I mean, the Arsenal one, I kind of was hedging away from the actual result. And, you know, Liverpool, I'd rather play the goals than the actual result. I think there's so many things that could happen in these matches, that the ones that have got something on them. Then, you know, I think it's a very tricky week. Team news, obviously, is everything. And, you know, and in play as well, you know, make sure you know, I think there could be lots of twists and turns in these games and the others that have still got something on them that don't involve the English teams, but can be good.
It'll be exciting along the way. Europa League. This week we've got 3 matches involving British teams. Dynamo Zagreb against Celtic as well. We'll start. Dynamo Zagreb are 5-4 in the draw, 11-5 Celtic, 23-10. What are your thoughts there?
Well, there's nothing on this game. My immediate thought. So it's a bit of a damp squib. Obviously, still, you know, money to be made if you're betting on it. But you know, the way these two sides are in the table, Celtic have qualified behind Salzburg and Dynamo Zagreb. Can't do anything. They could jump above Astra, but that's it. And you know, they don't get anything for jumping, you know, to finish in third. Just pride, I guess. So that's, you know, it's pretty much, there's nothing to do. If you're a professional footballer and you're going away to Dynamo Zagreb, is it just a nice little midweek trip to Croatia? Do you really go for it? I'm not so sure. You know, that they'll be absolutely you know, busting a gut to win this game. I think I'll be looking at, you know, Dynamo Zagreb to to win it. You know, at least they're at home. They've got the pride. That's a, that's probably about as much as I can, you know, give it, to be honest with you. And, you know, they're obviously a very good side at home. You know, they, the top of the domestic league in Croatia. So, you know, they're no mugs. They'll want to, you know, keep that run going and, you know, keep the confidence up. So, and, you know, and finish the competition on a high. So, I like Dynamo Zagreb just to win the game, to be fair. They score some goals at home as well. I just can't see that. Why would Celtic be busting a gut in this game? I'm not sure. 5-4. That's all right, you know. Celtic have looked a bit ropey at times when they've not been at it. So, Dynamo Zagreb, straightforward, 5-4. Again, though, you know, if Celtic field a very weakened team here, then I think, you know, you could maybe go Dynamo Zagreb and over 2.5 as well. But poor game, Dynamo, to nick it if Celtic field a strong team.
Okay. Besiktas against Tottenham. Besiktas are 5-4. The draw, 11-5. Tottenham are 23-10. A little bit more to play for here.
Yeah.
Both teams are through, but top spot to be decided.
Yeah.
Spurs currently on 11 points. Besiktas on 9. So whoever wins this will top the group. What happens here, Lee?
Yeah, good question. Besiktas are a very good home team. You know, we know about the cliches about, you know, the crowd and how partisan it'll be and all the rest of it. Lost once in 24 at home. Which is some record. Obviously, a lot of draws in there, and a draw would be enough for Tottenham. Spurs are running an empty, though. The manager said after the weekend game that they're really finding it hard at the moment. You know, they've played Thursday, weekend, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think they played, weekend, Thursday, and then you've got all these games to come. They're through. You know, is there any need to kind of really go for broke here? I think Tottenham will set up for a draw. You know, we've seen that, and I've said a few times that, you know, the kind of the way of doing it in Europe seems to be get a draw away, get your results at home, and get through the group. I don't think it really makes too much difference whether you finish top or second in the Europa League. You're going to come up against, you know, someone, you know, and you're going to have to play them. It's not like you're coming up against Barcelona or Bayern Munich or Real Madrid. Yeah. So it's not as big a deal. Demba Ba's my shout in this. Superb form, 12 goals in the last 10 games. He's absolutely flying. Look at his scoring record in the domestic Turkish league at the minute. He's scoring goals for fun. So Demba Ba to score, I really like. And if you're confident of Besiktas winning the game, then the headline offer is Demba Ba to score and Besiktas to win. You know, 5-4 for Demba Ba to score against a Tottenham team who are leggy, or 5-4 for Besiktas to win. I'm not quite sure which one's better, but I'm just leaning towards Demba Ba. But I wouldn't put anyone off putting them together and taking that 3-1.
I quite like the look of that 3-1.
It's decent. Yeah. I mean, honestly, he's very hard team flying to beat at the minute.
Yeah,
the English
form.
Opposition, he'd be up for it, wouldn't he, and all the rest of it. And they can finish top of the group, so no reason not to back him.
Okay. Final game we're going to look at is Everton against Krasnodar. Everton are top of the group. And they can't move from top of the group, I don't think. Krasnodar bottom, and they can't go through. So there's nothing really to play for in this. Everton 5-6, the draw 12-5, and Krasnodar 7-2. One thing I will say about Everton is they seem to be treating the Europa League quite seriously. It's carrying momentum for them, and it's picking them up. And the other week they were very, very impressive on the back of a bad result in the Premier League. Yeah. And it's like they were saying it's picking us back up. So.
Yeah.
I think 5-6 about Everton here is quite a good price.
I do as well. I think it's really good. I mean, think about a bit of collateral form here. Krasnodar went to Wolfsburg and lost 5-1. Everton went to Wolfsburg and won.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, Krasnodar, all they've got to play for is finishing above Lille. Well, it doesn't matter where you finish in the table. I know there's pride, but, you know, they're not going to... I don't rate them as a team who are going to come to England and, you know, and really go for it. So I think, you know, the only worry is, why would Everton go for it again? It's that thing, isn't it? Why would they go for it? Why would they need to? And I agree with what you just said. You'd think there'd be some pride there and they'd want to get back on it. The worry is that, like Pochettino, Martinez has been, you know, has been bemoaning the fact that how tired they are at the moment. He's an ultra positive manager, but he's still been saying how, you know, how fatigued they were in the second half of the game and all the rest of it. So that is a worry for me. The fact that, you know, he may well weaken down quite a lot. Team news is everything, but if Everton put out anything like their strongest team, then I'd be going for them. Fairly heavy here because, like you say, they've got a good feeling about the Europa League. You know, if they just go out, you know, I think they could go out there and play freely and win 3-0 here. I see no reason not to. I mean, you've got Lukaku at 5-4, Eto at 7-5. But the man I like, and if he plays, he's been in great form recently, is Morales. 17-10 to score against this lot. Like that a lot. Mm. That's a really nice price. The other one, Christian Atsu's been coming on. You know, have a look at the team news, and I'd be looking at someone to burst from midfield to score a goal against Krasnodar, because, you know, they might be able to take care of the front men, but I think, you know, a team like this away from home, that's where they'll struggle. So, Morales would be my favourite there, though, 17-10. Just think he's a great player. He's got great feet, and I think he could be the man at 17-10. But I do expect Everton to win quite healthily here.
Okay. I'm going to chuck in a name that doesn't really get Premier League football anymore, Leon Osman. They have used him quite a bit in the Europa League, and yep, he was influential in the win over Lille.
Yes.
You mentioned that Martinez has said his players are tired. It'd be a good opportunity to put somebody like Osman in there that's going to be hungry. Yeah. And he's 5-2 to score any time.
It's decent, yeah.
You know, it's an okay kind of bet, isn't it?
But if the game goes how I think it will, which is they'll just go out there and play quite freely. Like I said, I don't think there's no way Krasnodar are going to come to Everton and, you know, and try and there's no reason for them to shut up shop.
No.
All they can do is win the game and try and leapfrog Lille, as I said. But you know, I just don't think they're good enough. They don't score enough goals away from home domestically or in the Europa League. You know, you have to go back, you know, quite a few games to find the last time they scored more than one goal away from home at any, you know, like I say, domestically or in the Europa League. So, you know, even if they were to score, I don't think it would really worry Everton. I think Everton could still score three against Krasnodar.
And they're out of the competition. And they've got Spartak coming up at the weekend, which is going to be a tricky enough game for them.
Yeah.
So.
You'd be concentrating on the domestic stuff, wouldn't you? Mm. Why would you be worried about this? So, yeah. If Everton put out a good side, and I mean that, like maybe making five or six changes, I'd still think they could win, you know, -1, -2 on the handicap. And like I say, Morales to score in the game if he starts. But yeah, expect a healthy -1 is 2-1.
Mm.
That's nice. I think they'll win by 2 clear.
Okay.
I didn't realise it was that big. Nice.
It's a nice price, yeah.
Yeah.
Best bet. Do you have a best bet this week?
I'm going to go for a goal scorer. I'm just weighing up whether to go. I'm going to go for my man, Yilmaz, to score against Arsenal.
Go for your
love
boy.
Love him. 17-10. He's made me so much money in the past that I just have to go for him.
Fair enough. If he's not broken, don't fix it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good.
Or Demba Ba.
now you're fixing it.
See, he's 17-10. Demba Ba. Well, look, Demba Ba 5-4 is like nap. Next best is my man Yilmaz.
Right. All right. Good.
Or have a double.
Have a double, yeah. Nap double.
Nap double. Cheers, mate.
All right, cheers, mate. Good luck and enjoy it this week.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.